Hello everyone, this is Turd for Leaning Monkey and welcome to a new sex tool review. Today's product is the Sex Bomb 2-in-1 6 pattern rotating easy carrying masturbation cup glands trainer from Acme Joy. So this is a really cool toy. I was really impressed with this. So it's called the Sex Bomb because it kind of looks like an atomic bomb, but it's really just a little spinning robot pussy that you can stand up really easily. One of the things about a lot of spinning robot pussies is they have a rounded kind of stand, and they fall over really easily, which is really annoying because you use it, you come in it, and you know you got to set it down where you can like pull your pants up or whatever, and then it falls over. So you got to like lean it against something. So the fact this is a very obvious base and it stands up perfectly fine, that's a good thing. So it looks like a little atomic bomb. It's also really small. This might be the smallest spinning robot pussy I've ever reviewed, and it's not bad either. It's just really small. So anyway, the cap comes off. All right, so this is the insert. It has an interesting design. I don't know why it has these divots. It has little divots. The divots don't do anything. You see what I'm talking about? Hold on, get the these little divots. I have no idea why. They don't do anything. It has like texture, obviously. You can see the texture. Nothing to write home about. The insert is very small. You can see right here. It's basically welded, not welded, that's the wrong word. Melded, fused. We're gonna go with fused. It's fused to the plastic. So you're not getting the actual, TPE material out of this cup. However, it doesn't, you saw how easy I took this out. Oh my, focus. All right, it's held on with magnets. So you don't have to worry about this, being damaged. It doesn't screw in, doesn't screw off. It's held on with magnets. There's magnets inside the toy, and they attach basically just with the magnets. So you can just take this off, rinse it, no problem. You're not going to damage anything. There's no electronics. It's just literally magnets that stick to the thing. So you just kind of spin it until it fits in, and then it has it, and it's being held on with magnets. So it has two buttons, a plus sign and a minus sign. And the plus sign cycles through the six type of things. And it's pretty fast. I mean, it's not the fastest spinning rubber pussy I've ever seen, but it's not the worst either. So this is one, two, is this the opposite direction? So it went, to the left, now it's going to the right. And then three is it kind of alternates, like long alternation. Four is more short alternation. Okay, five is... Five's like, it goes long one way, and then stops, goes back a little bit, and then goes again one way. And then six is... It's kind of short going back and forth with a little bit of a pause. That's it. And then it goes back to just spinning the one way. All right, and that's it. And to turn it off, you just have to hold down the minus sign. All right, so it's got six different patterns. It doesn't go faster or slower. There's no speed. There's no power. You just have the six patterns. It basically spins one direction, the other direction, or it alternates with different patterns. And that's about all there is. So, does it feel good? Yeah, it feels good. Here's the problem. Couple problems. Number one, you see how shallow this insert is, right? Like, it goes up to my finger knuckle. So, are you going balls deep in this insert? No, you are not. You're basically just kind of dipping your tip in, maybe like in, we're talking like, the first knuckle of your finger. So, put your finger all the way down. It's going to reach about to a little bit past the first knuckle. And that's it. That's the entire insert. So this is only going to massage basically the tip of your dick. This isn't like a balls deep toy. And if you try to push, because when you're fixing the bust a nut, you want to like thrust in there and go balls deep. And you're just going to be hitting the back of this thing and you're going to cause it to sear. I'll show what I'm talking about. There's two problems with this toy. So you're using it. It's spinning. Feels good, right? But then you're like, man, I want to fucking, I want to thrust into this shit. So you start thrusting into it. And you notice you hit the back, you put a little bit of pressure on it, it's going to stop moving. All right, so that's problem number one. There are three problems. You have a shallow insert, which again, this is very small. Small spinning rope pussy, so it really shouldn't surprise you. But then you can't thrust into it because you'll stop it. Because the motor isn't that powerful. The other thing is, while you're thrusting in and out of it, you pull the insert out. Oh, it's doing that thing where it's spinning so fast, it looks like it's spinning in reverse slowly. You know what I'm talking about? That it's like an optical illusion. This is kind of cool. Let's explore this. So it's spinning so fast in one direction, it actually appears to be spinning the opposite direction. Let me see if we can actually make it more apparent. Cool. Let's see. Anyway, okay, that's pretty cool. Anyway. Alright, so again, the three problems with this toy is you can't really go balls deep into it. If you try to go balls deep, you'll end up jamming the toy and it'll stop spinning. And then you can actually pull the whole insert out because it's only held on with some magnets. It's not screwed on. So you just, any kind of anything, you can pull this off. It goes on fairly easily. So that's not a problem. It just, it can come off while you're using it. So the best way to use this is to not try to thrust in and out. Don't treat this like an artificial vagina. Treat it like a blowjob. So, you basically hold it like this and let it do all the work. Don't thrust in and out of it. Just let it do all the work and it should be okay. So this is a good, I know I've been crapping on the limitations of this, but look how small this is. This is an extremely small spinning robot pussy. And it's got a good design. It has a USB charger. This is the charging port. So you just plug it in. Oh, I overloaded the circuit. So my light went off. Hold on. Light, come back. Light? There we go. So you can see it charging. It's probably going to turn off again. Yep. Does not like it when I do that. Anyway. So, sorry about that. This is a good toy, and it's very fairly priced. It's less than $50. So for a small spinning robopussy, this is actually pretty good. For less than $50, just be aware of the limitations. I do like the design. I think that the fused cup is fine. I like the magnets. The motor is a little bit weak, but that's very common. Like 99% of the spinning rope pussies I've ever reviewed have a fairly weak motor. I mean, unless you're going to spend $450 on a Revy Innovations, spinning rope pussy, be prepared for a weak motor. This is less than $50. So it's one of those you get what you pay for type of deals. But it's not bad. I would have liked to see, now this is my opinion, make this bigger. So I understand right now we have you're trying to keep the price down. I understand. But if you would have just add a couple inches to this, then you could have made the insert bigger, the insert longer, and then you could have had more thrusting action. That would have solved two out of the three problems. It wouldn't have solved the insert coming out from the magnets, but it would have solved the thrusting issue and the jamming issue if you just made the toy a little bit longer. However, maybe if the insert was too long, the motor would have been even slower because it's turning more mass. I can understand that. Maybe this is like the best trade-off between motor power and insert size, and it's been optimized and it is what it is. Be aware though, for a sub $50 spinning rope pussy, this is great. But this is far from the best spinning rope pussy you're ever going to use. If you're willing to spend, close to $200, you're going to get a lot better one. If you're willing to spend more than $300 or $400, you're going to get a better one. So, but for sub 50, I don't think you can do better than this. And it's really small, so this is really compact. You can keep this next to your bed or wherever. And it looks, because it looks like a little A-bomb, you could put stickers on it or something. Put like a Fallout sticker on it. Put this, whatever. You know, like if you turn it around like this and you put like a radioactive sticker right there and you have this like on your, you know, nightstand or something like that, people aren't even going to think anything like, oh, you got like a little atomic bomb Pop Funko collectible or something. You know, it doesn't look like a sex toy. Now, if you see the controls, you know, maybe like what's those controls for? But, you know, put like a radiation sticker over here, and then you have like a stealth spinning robot pussy, and it doesn't look like a sex toy aside from the buttons. So this could be like a stealth toy. It's because, again, it's very small. This I like it. Just be aware for its price, and it's very well priced. Just be aware of what you're getting, and be aware of the limitations of what you're getting. But for $50, it's a good deal. Anyway, that's it. I recommend this for people on a budget. Again, it's not the best spinning robot pussy, but it's not the worst. And for its price, it's pretty damn good. I do have a $10 off coupon code. So you can use the coupon code in the description, save a little bit more money. It MSRP is at $45. So you'll save, now it's like $30 to $35. So that's a really good deal. For $35 for a spinning robot pussy, you're not going to do any better. And so there you go. So check it out. So thank you, Acme Joy, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code in the description. Save $10 on this toy. And I'm pretty sure that the coupon code worked for the whole site. So if you don't like this toy, you can check out their entire selection of toys. And I think the coupon code, unless I'm mistaken, will also work with anything else you find on the site. So check out the Sex Bomb or check out any of their toys at Acme Joy. Thank you, Acme Joy. Thank you, everyone, for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and we'll see you next time.